We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Giluach, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Zayin. V'ze bechinas mito v'shulchan v'kisei u'menoira, shehem arba tikunei shchinta, shehu bechinas dalet hanal. We were speaking in this halacha so far about the Malchus of Kedusha, which is called Chochmotato, and which is also referred to as the Dalet, the letter Dalet, the number four. And we spoke about the four Malchias that are Sitra Achra that try to pull the Malchus, the Kedusha, down to them. Now Rabbi Nizal tells us, we know that there are these famous four items which make up, the first letters of these four items make up the word Mishkan. Mishkan means the resting place for Hashem, for the presence of Hashem. And the word mito is a bed, shulchan is a table, kisei is a chair or a throne, and menorah is the candelabra. These items are usually associated with the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdosh, which is called Cheder HaMitois, and the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdosh had the shulchan in it, the menorah in it, and the kisei usually refers to the throne of Hashem. And these four are referred to as tikunei shchinta, that they represent the Shekhinah. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect this to what we were speaking about before, the four sons that are mentioned in the Haggadah, the Ben Chacham, Rosha, Tom, and Sheni Adi Elisha. Menoiro Zebechinas Ben Chacham. The Menoiro is associated with the Ben Chacham. Ki Menarto Doresha. The Zohar HaKodesh says the Menoiro represents the head. Shehu bechinas chochma shebemoyach, of which the main part is the chochma in the brain. Bechinas v'shemen al roishcho al yechsor, that the oil on your head will not be lacking. Bechinas shemen mishchas koidesh shehu hadas ki yodua. We know that holy oil is a term that's used to refer to seichel, chochma digdusha. Next, kisei, the throne or the chair. Zebechinas kisei sholem. This refers to the throne of Hashem being complete. Shehu bechinas mechias amolik, which is associated with wiping out Hamon Amolik. Shehu mizera Esav, who is a descendant of Esav. Shehu ben Rosha, who represents the Rosha. So therefore the throne is associated with the ben Rosha, Esav. Because the Gemara says, Ki ein ha-kisei sholem ad she-yemocheh zechra molek, that the throne of Hashem is incomplete until Amolek will be wiped out completely. And Amolek comes from Esav, the Ben Rosha. Shulchan, the table, zebechinas tshuva, shemachaperes, is associated with tshuva, which forgives. Shehu bechinas she'ene de'elisha, which corresponds to the third son of the four sons, which is the one who doesn't know what to ask, which is associated with Baal Tshuva, as we mentioned earlier. Ki shulchan mechaper kamizbeach, because the Gemara tells us in Brochas Daf Nun Hei that today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, in place of the Mizbeach, which used to forgive for our sins, our table, the shulchan, forgives for our sins, if a Jew eats properly. So we see that the shulchan is associated with forgiveness, which is associated with tshuva, which corresponds to the she'enu yedei elishol, the son who is called she'enu yedei elishol, Yishmoel, who is the Baal tshuva. Mito, the bed, ze bechinas ben tom, that's associated with the child who is a tam, Shehu bechinas Yaakov, which represents Yaakov Avinu. The Torah calls him Yaakov Ishtam. Shehoisa mitosoi shlemo b'shnei mosor shiftei ko. And we know that whenever we speak about Yaakov Avinu, we speak about the bed. That Yaakov Avinu was the first one to have a mito shlemo, where his bed was whole, without any defects. He did not have any children who were Rishoim, like a Yishmoel or an Esav. Shehem Arba Degolim. These 12 tribes were divided up into the four flags, the four divisions. Keneged Arba Machanois Hashchina, corresponding to the four camps of the Shechina, the four groupings, the four divisions of the Shechina. Like we mentioned earlier, the Mita, Shulchan, Kisei, Ner, which is Rosh Tevis Mishkan, which also represents the Shechina, Miloshen Shechina. Shehu Bechinas Dalet Hanal. This is the Dalet we spoke about earlier. That's the Malchus. Ki Yaakov Kolul Mikulam. Because Yaakov is a composite of all of them. Vehu Males HaMalchus. Shehu Bechinas Dalet. Bechinas Isha Yiras Hashem Ki Yadua El Oyer Haponim. Yaakov Avinu is the one who elevates the Malchus, which is the Dalet, which is called Isha Yiras Hashem. That's one of the nicknames of the Shechina, the Malchus. He elevates it to the Oyer Haponim. Bechinas Mevakshei Ponecho Yaakov Selo. We know that the Pasuk associates Yaakov with the Ponim, the Oyer Haponim. V'alkein Noso Yaakov Arba Noshim. And this is also why Yaakov Avinu married four wives. Umehem Yotzu Arba Degolim. And from them came forth these four divisions of Klal Yisrael, the four flags. Each flag had three tribes under it. Bechinas Dalet Hanal. This is all tying into the Dalet that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likut Imran, which is the Malchus. The Malchus is called by the letter Dalet. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'alkein bePesach kulonu mesubim al hamita. Now you'll understand also why Pesach is the holiday when, especially in the olden days, you know, everybody, even today, we have the mitzvah of leaning when we're eating certain items, the matzah, the drinking of the wine, the eating the suda. On the night of the Seder, we lean. It's called lehosev or mesubim. And in those days, this was done especially on a bed. They sat on beds and they would lean on the bed. Ki hamito klulo mibechinas arbo machnois, because the bed again is a composite of all four camps. Bechinas arbo degolim, representing the four flags. Bechinas dalet hanal, the dalet that we're speaking about. Because the bed of Yaakov Avinu's children, the 12 tribes, are called mita shlema, a complete bed.